Okay, we're going to spend some time celebrating communion if the people will take and distribute the... PJ Booth told me that Mike is a psalmist, someone who writes songs that declares the goodness of God. And it's amazing during the baby dedication, and I wanted to use parallels in having communion. In the baby dedication, it's about new life. In baby born, celebrating the cross and Calvary, remembering the cross and remembering Calvary is about new life. It's about old becoming new. It's about resurrection living. And it's also about dedication. As we dedicate the baby this morning, I want this time of communion to be a time where we dedicate. Just keep focus. Or we rededicate. That we say, Lord, I want my life to be a life that glorifies your name. I want to live my life in a way that is an example to people. I want to be part of the village that inspires. And I recognize this morning, Lord, that that all comes through the cross and what happened at the cross. There was a covenant made this morning. AJ Inuko covenanted with God, with their child, with God's people, that they were going to raise this baby up to know who Jesus is. There was a covenant made at Calvary. And whoever comes into agreement with that covenant, the blessing and the love of God flows into your life. So this morning, as we listen and as we reflect, I want us to think of new life. I want us to think of the death of Jesus that enables new life in people. I want us to think of dedication. His dedication, his commitment. And may that will reflect from our dedication to God. And also covenant. The truth of the covenant. The genius of the new covenant. And that he has covenanted with us. And we celebrate that during communion. Mike has words to this song, so we're going to just hold on to the elements. And we'll take them together, yeah?
This is my body, broken for you. And this is my blood that's shed for your sins. Eat this bread, drink this cup, remember me, and I will fill you up. This is the bread of life, it's broken for you, and this is the words of God spoken to you. Eat this bread. Remember me, and I will fill you up. This is my spirit is living in you, and this is my table, I share it with you. Eat this bread and drink this cup. Remember me, and I will fill you up. And I will fill you up.
Amen. Amen. It's great to have a full house. If you need to share your cup with someone, please do so. If you need someone beside you to share, that's communion. I'm fascinated when I read this again last week. Paul said in Corinthians, "For I received from the Lord what I passed on to you." Paul wasn't in the upper room at the Last Supper. But he said, "I received this from the Lord, and I want to pass it on to you." The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he'd given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And Lord, we want to just take this moment to thank you for your dedication, for your commitment, for the vows that you made with your Father, for the covenant, for your body broken, so that we may go free. And Lord, we take this bread in remembrance, and we honor your presence in this place, and we honor the significance of this moment, your body, your blood, your victory. So Lord, we take the bread and say, "Thank you, Lord." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood." Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. I want to go back to, in the same way, after supper, he took the cup saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood." And inside me, my insides are saying, "Thank you, Jesus." Inside of me, my being is screaming, "Thank you for the new covenant. Thank you, Lord, for the new covenant that's in your blood. Thank you, Lord, for the new covenant that's in your blood. Thank you, Jesus, for the new covenant that is in your blood. I thank you that the old covenant, Lord God, is not what we live under. Laws and regulations. But under your grace, Lord. And Lord, I say thank you. And we take this cup. And we say thank you, Jesus. And we say yes to the song that Mike has sung. Fill us up. Fill us up this day, Lord. We say amen. Amen. Do you know what? Last week we had a time while you're taking and collecting. I'm just wondering, Tony, would you stand up and give us a prayer of thanksgiving, please? Amen.
Yesterday is gone.
Amen.
Listen to me, people. Yesterday is gone, and you can't have it back again. Tomorrow is a new day.
Amen.
Woo!
Amen. Amen.
That your place in heaven is assured, people. Everything you ever wanted from God is there for you. And you won't get it with your hands in your pockets. You'll get it by saying, "Here I am, Lord, war to know."
Amen. 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 Thank you, Tony. Boys, I just wanted to say I'm thrilled to have Mike and Marcia here. And you know, when do you ever read a book and you have the author? And then not only is the author of that book here, but the author of the book that he was writing is here. I mean, you have it all. Mike, will you bring God's word to us?
Thank you so much. I'd like to start with a song that's called Exalt Him. And I minister a lot in Latin America and Spanish countries. So this, you'll have to stand up on this song, okay? This one has a little bit of rhythm to it. Are you ready for a little salsa? It goes like this. Goes like this. Exalt Him. Exalt Him, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Exalt Him. Exalt Him, King of Kings. Try that with me. Lord of Lords. Exalt Him. Exalt Him, King of Kings, and Lord of Lords. Lift Him up above the heavens, lift Him up above the sky, lift Him up with high praises. Jesus reigns on high. Exalt Exalt Him. Exalt Him. Exalt Him, King of kings and Lord of lords. Exalt Him. Exalt Him, King of kings and Lord of lords. He said, if I'm lifted up, I will draw all men to me. Lift the cross of Jesus higher for the world to see. Hey, gotta shout it out now. Hey. Hey. Exalt Him, exalt Him. Exalt Him, King of kings and Lord. Now it's in Spanish. Listen to this, third verse. Levántale sobre los cielos. Levántale altísimo. Levántale con canciones. Jesús es el Señor. Exalt Him, exalt Him, King of kings, exalt Him, exalt Him, Lord of lords, exalt Him, exalt Him, Dublin, exalt Him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, you can be seated. I want to do just one more song. Can we do that playback? Is that going to work? The Psalm 27. This is from a new album that I've actually, it was released in Spanish, and it's coming out in English in a couple of months. But why don't you kick it from the start there? Yeah, okay. This is Psalm 27. It's called Wait on the Lord. It's good advice in any situation. Just wait on God, and He's going to come through and help you in what, no matter what you're facing. Wait on the Lord. Just come before Him and say, Lord, help me. God will hear your cry. Okay, kick it up good and strong there on the monitor. Okay. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He'll strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He'll strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, I'm the Lord.
The Lord's my light, my salvation. Whom shall I fear? He's the strength of my life. Of whom shall I then be afraid? Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. And he'll strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. When you said, seek my face, my heart said, Lord, to you. Your face, Lord, will I see? Jesus, my Lord. The Lord's my light, he's my salvation, whom shall I fear? He's the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he'll strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord.
Well, Moses was coming up to the promised land. 5 million Israelites have just come out of Egypt about 2 weeks before. They've walked across the Red Sea, saw the waters draw back, the cloud, the chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen destroyed in the waters of Egypt. Now they've walked the 2 weeks distance and they're standing at this Kadesh Barnea. It's the southern part of Israel. And they're about ready to go into the promised land. And Moses takes 12 spies, one of the leaders from each of the 12 tribes of Israel. And he sends them in for a spying mission. And they go into the land, and they come back with grapes this big. They said, man, this is amazing land. God has given us a great and amazing land. There's fruits, and there's vegetables, and there's houses and lands. But 10 of the spies began to say, but there are giants in the land. And we just don't think we can go in there. God's not able to fight the giants. You see, God is not as big as those giants are. They're bigger than God. So, Moses, I don't think we can do this. 10 of the spies were very negative. It's really bad when leaders get negative. It's really bad when God's people get negative. 2 of them stood up. One's name was Joshua. And the other's name was Caleb. And Caleb got up and he said, "We are well able to go into the land right now. If the Lord is with us, no problems." Joshua said the same thing. But the 10 spies kept bringing up the negatives. "Well, it costs too much money. How are we going to pay for it? How are the bus fares from here through the land of Israel? Do you know how much those people charge for tours of Israel? We can't go there." But Joshua and Caleb said, "Yes, we can, we can, we can." And finally, all the people picked up the negative. You know, it's so easy to be negative. And we're not going into necessarily a promised physical land, although I believe you will. I believe you're going to expand, and your man who prayed for this today was right. This is just the beginning. This is the playroom. The big stuff's coming. But our promised land is all the promises that God has. My Bible tells me all the promises of God in Christ Jesus are not maybe. They're not no. All the promises are yes and amen. You mean that all of God's promises are yes and amen? Yes. That's what he said. You mean the promise of healing, the promise of provision, the promise of my family coming to Christ? Yes and amen. Not just yes, but amen. And amen means I put my stamp on it. So this is our promised land. All the promises of God in Christ Jesus are yes and amen. That old rascally husband of yours who just resists and won't come to this church, you just keep praying. You set the thermometer of your faith to yes and amen. And just let the Holy Spirit warm them up. And every day, oh, it's still cold. It's still cold. But the thermometer, it's going up. The heat's on. And sooner or later, that old rascally husband is say, "Well, let's go to church. That old guy seems to be a pretty nice guy." And he'll walk down the aisle of this place and give his heart to Christ. All the promises of God are yes and amen. But God said to those 10 spies, and it got into all the people, and all the people began to cry and weep, and they said, "God can't do it. God is too small. He just can't bring us into the promised land." And God said something. Very seldom does God swear. Now, he's not swearing in the sense of using a naughty word. But he's saying, he's taking an oath. He says, "I swear this. They will never enter my rest. They're not going into my promised land. And they had to die in the wilderness. I believe better things for you in this church. It's liberty. I believe Liberty Church is not going to die in the wilderness. You're going to go into all the promises that God has for you." And so this generation, they're marching around, going to church, doing religious things. But they says, "You know, our destiny is to just die in unbelief. We're just going to die in unbelief." But there was something different in Caleb. I want to give you what Caleb's name means. His name means this: a wholehearted attack dog. That's what his name means. He was like if you had a dog that loves to run and jump at you. That was Caleb, wholehearted. When I was pastoring a church a number of years ago, and my children were all raised, we had a little dog. He was about this big. He was half Golden Labrador and half Basset Hound. I don't know how, but that's what he was. And he was about this long and about this high. And he had that hound sound. He goes, "Rrr." Every time I came home, that dog would go crazy. He would be like Caleb. He was so happy to see me. And we had all these steps and went up to our house. And as I came up the steps, Pepe, his name was Pepe, would go crazy. And by the way, he was a Christian dog. Every time I played the piano, he would put his head on my foot when the pedal went up and down. He would just sit there and sleep and worship. As long as I worshiped the Lord, Pepe would worship the Lord too. And by the way, one of the words for worship in the Bible is to lick the master's hand like a dog, to be excited to see the master. And so I would come home, the master of the house, and Pepe would go crazy. Jumping up on me. He was so happy to see the master of the house. And he was worshiping me, praise my holy name. I'm joking, of course. But I came home and he would just go crazy. And then I would open the door and I would greet my wife. She would greet me with a nice little polite kiss. Hello, honey. And walk away. That's nice. And then I'd look over at Pepe. Mike, I love you. Then I'd walk into the living room where the teenagers were. Hey, kids, how you doing? What happened today? Anything new? Kids in Ireland, same way. Three ways of greeting the master when he comes into the house. Like Pepe, the wholehearted Caleb. Oh, Jesus, I love you. Oh, you're my Savior. Or we can have polite worship. Hallelujah. Bless God. That's nice. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's better than nothing. Or we can be like this. Huh. Like the teenagers. Huh. I don't like that song. I don't like that worship leader. Where's the other guy? I don't like that speaker either, huh? Who's he think he is, bro? Guess who gets to go into the promised land? Caleb, the wholehearted dog. I will worship you, O Lord, with all my heart, it says in Psalm 9, verse 1. If not all your heart, how much? Well, I'll give you 20% of my heart this week. Listen to those songs you sang. He will not relent until he's got it all. He's not giving up until he's got it all. So, I believe, Pastor, the Lord spoke to my heart, this church will have the Caleb spirit. No matter what God says to you, you'll just get up and go, attack! Attack now! Because you're going into the promised land. I want you to listen to Joshua chapter 14 and verse 8, what Caleb said. In verse 7, he says, I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea, that was the little town they came to before they went to go into the land, to explore the land of Canaan. I returned and gave an honest report. But my brothers who went with me frightened the people from entering the promised land. For my part, and here's the spirit of Caleb, I wholeheartedly followed the Lord my God. So the day Moses solemnly promised me, the land of Canaan in which you were just walking will be your land and your descendants forever, because you have wholeheartedly follow the Lord my God. And I believe that's a promise to your church today. Wholeheartedly following the Lord your God. Now, there was a psalm. God gives us a method of going into the promised land, which is really quite enjoyable. He knows that if something is not satisfying, we don't want to do it. Like going to the dentist and having a needle stuck in your mouth. You know, it's not something we all get up and go, "Oh, Daddy, can I go to the dentist today? And they can stick a needle in my mouth. And then I can hear the... Please, no. You don't like that." God bless you if you're a dentist. We thank you for your ministry. You will not have a ministry when we get to heaven of dentistry. You'll do something else. But if it's not enjoyable, sooner or later, you know, we lose interest. For instance, is eating enjoyable? Is rugby enjoyable? Especially when Ireland beats Australia. Hallelujah. I played rugby when I was in high school. My senior year of high school, I was in Canada. So I understand what's going on, and I loved watching the game. But God has given us an enjoyable way to go into the land. It's Psalm 95. I'd like you to turn to that for just a few more minutes here and a few more thoughts. And we're going to pray for you because God is going to fulfill many promises this morning. Some of you have come with requests. You see, sometimes the promise takes a little while to happen. But you've got to do something in between the time the promise is given and the promise is realized. What do you do? Can I give you a very good suggestion? Do not complain. Do not grumble. That's what kept them out of the promised land. They were negative. They were grumblers. Don't do it. It'll keep you out of the promises of God. But here is what God wants us to do. This is how we get into the promised land, an enjoyable way. And this psalm is called the Venite, which is the Latin word come. It's the Holy Spirit inviting us to do this. This is the Holy Spirit speaking in this psalm. And he's saying this, come, let us sing unto the Lord. How do you get into the promised land? Sing unto the Lord. You make beautiful things. Come on. Come on into the promised land. There you go. You got it. See, it doesn't say this. Come and grumpy your way into the promised land. Pharisees. Jesus. Make your disciples stop singing. Stop them from being so happy. Make them as miserable as we are. I believe Liberty Church is to be the happiest place in all of Dublin. It's not Sean something or other's bar. It's Liberty Church. Come, let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Well, I don't like loud music. I don't like loud churches. Then you won't like God and you won't like heaven. You won't like heaven. Because this is still going on. You were reading the book of Revelation. It's loud up there. And God has lightning bolts coming out from the throne. And when somebody goes to sleep in the back row, he says, Gabriel, hit him. Let us come to him with thanksgiving. Oh, let me tell you, this is the secret active ingredient of the Christian life. Thanksgiving. It doesn't say thank him for everything, but thank him in everything. I mean, you know, your cat gets run over by a car. You know, oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. No. Grandma dies. Thank you, Lord. Grandma died. No. It says, give thanks in everything. Thank you, Lord, that you are here. And you're going to have somebody come and scrape my cat off the street. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You're going to do something to help me. We thank God in everything. Now, I know I'm being humorous, but thanksgiving is the secret ingredient. Let us sing psalms of praise to Him. If you don't know what to say, open the book of Psalms and start saying what your Father God has written down. I will thank you. You see, you got to learn to change your language. When I started ministering in Latin America, I had to aprender. I had to learn Espanol. I had to learn a new language if I was going to live in a new kingdom. And you got delivered from one kingdom where your language was pretty much blankety, blankety, blank, 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 blank. Grumbling, complaining. It's cool to shoot people down. No, not in the kingdom. We lift each other up. You can do it, brother. And you change your language. I will praise you, Lord, with my whole heart. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Like your pastor said in our prayer meeting today, to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. Every day, I'm changing my language because I'm singing songs. I'm learning what my daddy taught me how to talk in his kingdom. I don't curse my enemies. I bless them. Ooh, that's hard. But that's kingdom. Because you can't have cursing and blessing out of the same mouth. Come, let us worship and bow down, it says in verse 6. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. He is our God. We are the people He watches over, the flock under His care. So part of our praise is loud and declarative and shouting. And some of it is very intimate. Come, let us worship and bow down. It's soft in His presence. Why? Because we're going into the promised land. We are the spirit of Caleb. You're not going to die in the wilderness. And here is the key. In verse 7, we are the people He watches over the flock under His care. And this is one of the most quoted verses in the New Testament. Oh, if only today you would listen to His voice. The Lord says, don't harden your hearts as Israel did at Meribah. Now that's where they made the mistake and became negative. As they did in Massa in the wilderness. That's where they died in the wilderness with their unbelief and complaining. For there your ancestors tested and tried my patience. They saw everything I did, and for 40 years I was angry with them, and I said, there are people whose hearts turn away from me. They refuse to do what I tell them. So in my anger, I said, I took an oath. I swore. Those kind of people, they're just not going to enter in. But you're not those kind of people. You're either going to live in the top of the psalm or the bottom. All negative people go to the bottom. Harden your hearts. Complain. Die in the wilderness. But all born again people filled with the Spirit of God, filled with the spirit of Caleb, go to the top of the psalm. Rises up. Sing to the Lord. Shout to the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord. He's a great King above all gods. You see, it was a question. Is this Israel God? He's good in this locale. He's good at maybe people who are married, but can He help drug addicts? Is He a regional God? Is He like a little God over here, a little God over there? And this psalm says, no, He's a great King above all the earth. He's over every circumstance. He's with you when you're on the mountaintops, but He's with you when you're in the deep places of the earth. When you're depressed, God is down there. Our God doesn't live in just one dimension. He's everywhere. He can help everyone in every circumstance, in every situation. We're to come before His presence with thanksgiving. I want you to stand with me. You're a people with the spirit of Caleb. You're going into your promised land. I prophesy to you, you're going into your promised land. You're not going to die in the wilderness. God sent me here to kind of yell at you, to remind you of that. Make you laugh a little bit. But also to shake you up and say, you're going into the land. And Pastor, The word of the Lord to you is that God will be with you. For you have the spirit of Caleb. You and your wife are like Joshua and Caleb, and echoes of each other's faith. Your faith bounces back and forth between you and build each other up. And you will go into this land. You will get the upper springs. You will get the best. You will get the best because you've given your best. And you will, you see, Caleb caused the people to receive their inheritance. And you're going to cause the people of God to receive an inheritance. It's not just for you, but they're going to receive their portion. And you're going to see promise after promise after promise. The lame walk, the blind will see. Diseases will be turned around. Genetic diseases shall be completely eradicated. You will see those in insane asylums released and in their right mind. For the Spirit of God is in this place. And I have found a people who will follow me quickly to the promised land. It won't take 40 years to make the next transition of this church. It will not take 40 years for a whole bunch of people to die off and to a new crop arise with faith in their heart. But the Lord sees in this place your hearts of faith. And God is coming this morning to bring deliverance and happiness and fulfillment of promises. Some of you have waited so long, and for some this morning, it's the fulfillment. I would like to do this as I close. If you've come this morning and you have not received Christ as your Savior, and you may wonder, why did I even come to this place? It's because God brought you. God brought you to the cross of His Son, Jesus Christ. And there, He wants to forgive your sins. And if you receive Him in your heart today, for the Bible says, as many as received Him, they become the sons and daughters of the living God. If that's you today, and you would say, Mike, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe that He did die for my sins. And I believe He's alive right now. If that's you in your heart, in your seat, you're sitting there saying that in your heart, and you want to begin your life with Jesus Christ, I want you to slip up your hand right now. This is not for Christians, but this is for those who may have never received the Lord and want to begin a walk with Him today. Just slip up your hand because we're going to pray for you right now. If that's you, thank you. There's someone else. This is not for just problems. This is for people who want to begin a life with Christ. I want to pray for you. They're the most precious people in this place today. God wants you. He loves you. Don't wait another minute. If that's you, slip up your hand. Would you just slip up your hand? And I want to pray for you. Anyone else? Anyone who would say, yes, Mike, that's me today. I want to give my life to Christ. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray. I'm going to ask you all to join me. I believe there's some here that are, they're going to pray this prayer and receive Christ and begin a new life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Dear Father, I receive Christ into my heart today. I receive the deliverance that is from sin and bondage. I thank you for your salvation. I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you have accepted me. And so now by your grace, I'm going to live for you the rest of my life. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Father. Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand for His presence today.
Brilliant. That good. Mike is with us in Gray tonight. And it's like, I don't know about you, but you just hear the depths of the Psalms in this man, don't you? You just like, there's only 3 books left. So if you want one, the €15, please get one. And if anyone else wants one, maybe we can just take an order. And I know, PJ be over soon enough in your neck of the woods and he could bring some back. Yeah, or mail them. So if you do want one, I've been reading this, it's food. So let's just pray. You know what, yesterday I was spending time with the Lord and I read a great scripture that the shout of the king was in the camp. The shout of the king. And you know, there's just prayers. I remember Peter, 3-4 years ago when Mark Seeger was here, Peter, if you remember, saying that God is going to put a cry, a shout in our heart as liberty, you know. And let's just release that this morning as it was already prayed. Father, we thank you for your goodness. Thank you for Mike and Marcia. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your victory. Thank you, Lord, that we are people of the cross and people of the resurrection and people of victory, O God. And Father, I pray for your people. Father God, let the shout of the king be in each of our hearts, Lord. Father, let the shout of the victory of the king be in each of our hearts, O God. That, Lord, that we would not be a silent people, O God. That we would not be a people that is kept quiet, Lord. But Father, from the inside out, from our spirit right through, Lord God, Father God, that the shout of the king would be in our hearts, O God. Father, I commission your people out of this place to be God's people wherever you find yourself. Keep being the light. Keep shining. Keep holding out for people. Keep believing for people. Keep helping people. Keep sharing with people. Be the story of Jesus in someone's life this week. I commission you in the name of Jesus. May the Lord bless you and keep you. And may the Lord cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious toward you and grant you shalom. Amen and amen. Thank you. Have a cup of tea with us and see you in Brea 6.